This hour of the Kevin Miller Show is brought to you by MinutemanRx.com. American families, American veterans, taking care of Americans, fighting for America.
When is the administration going to tell the American people the truth about Benghazi?
Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. Why aren't we talking about something else?
Democrats are all talk and no action.
Fighting for Idaho.
How about the A-10 platform? There's never been a question in my mind that it's going to go away. The question is when.
We're always going to be ready when the governor calls us up and when the president calls on us to go overseas and take care of our nation's wars. We're going to do that too.
Fighting for you.
There's people have an attitude about attorneys already. I have a lot of friends who are attorneys, so my, you know, apologies ahead of time here to my friends who are attorneys out there listening.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
Woo!
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And don't forget, coming up on Thursday, we'll be at Greenleaf Academy. Thank you, CapEd, promoting our school, securing our future. Much more on the video concerning the Nigerian girls. Apparently, people are upset about that. They should be. But on the other hand, does really social media make a difference? Does social media make a difference when we're talking about hashtag bring back our girls, hashtag this, hashtag that? When you're staring at the barrel of an AK-47, does that really make a difference? Also, coming up, Mike Simpson, Brian Smith, they debated last night. We'll hear from Mr. Smith today. As we take a look at other things, we're still looking for Big Ed. I don't know what the hell happened to him. We talked to him. He said he was ready to go. That's what happens when you're dealing with the life of a Hollywood stuntman, if you will. Donald Sterling, as you heard at the top of the hour from Fox News. Fox News reporting that CNN has the big interview with Donald Sterling apologizing. Let's take a listen. All right, it is Monday, and now my computers don't work. We go to Gene in CUNA at 580KIDO. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning, my friend.
How are you, brother?
Well, I'm doing fine. I'm still upright, taking nourishment, so I guess life is still good. And yourself, my friend?
I am, it's interesting. You're ready to go, and then you push the buttons, and they don't work, and you're going, this can't be happening to me, but it is.
I got a 16-ounce hammer in the car. You want it? I found that works on my stuff.
I'm with you.
Okay. Listen, I just had a... I know there's going to be a lady coming on about this Sharia law issue. And, I mean, it is quite an issue. If you watch and look at some of the clips on the Internet on how... radical these guys are about their belief system, and if you don't believe the way they do, then oh brother, watch out, they'll slap you down real quick. And they seem to think that their religious beliefs and views are the only ones to have.
Sure.
And
well,
that's just
well here's the here's the is. Other thing, all the progressives, all the libs that are sitting there talking about Sharia law and, tolerance and everything else, they'll find out how tolerant the Sharia law is when it comes to their lifestyle. It is not very tolerant, not very inclusive.
Oh, it's not at all. I spent some time in Subic Bay, the Philippines, and there was a bunch of Muslims in one little block of this community that my second lieutenant and I frequented. And what's going to happen when one of our American white boys falls in love with one of these gorgeous women, because they are absolutely beautiful. But one of our boys falls in love with it, and mom and dad don't like it, and brothers, as radical as they are, they will stone her for even being seen with one of these white fellas. And it's like, that's not tolerant. There's no tolerance there whatsoever. It's like, it's our way or the highway, and if you don't like it, we're going to stone you right in the streets. And believe me, I've seen how bloody, brutal, and violent these people can actually get. Now, there are a lot of really good Muslim people. There really are. And I've met a bunch of them, but they're like anything else, there are like in our case, it's urine patients, you know, the skinheads and that. And with these guys here, there's no difference. And if they find out that one of their girls or one of their ladies or one of their kind, if you will, and I don't use that word loosely, they will hunt her down and stone her. And if the guy's with her, they'll stone him as well. And believe it or not, they'll get off with just a warning. The police are actually afraid of these people. They really are. I'm sorry to say it, but they are.
Gene, I appreciate the call, brother.
Okay, brother. You have a blessed day, and I'll be praying for you. And we'll get that trailer found that wrecked your wife's car, trust me.
Yeah, I heard that you've been doing some investigative work on the trailer that hit my wife's car.
Yes, I have, sir. And I have found out that there are three of these landscaping companies. They have white pickups, and they have green trailers. I've seen one here in CUNA, but it didn't have any gray paint on it, I'm sorry to say. But, no, we're going to keep looking, and we're going to keep praying.
Well, we're going to. And, you know, and if you get a chance to vote for us in the Statesman poll, we'd appreciate it.
I want to tell you that, too. There's five in my family. We've all voted for you. And I have 20 friends that I have actually put a bug in their ear, and they have voted for you as well. So there's 25 votes for you, my brother.
Well, thank you, Gene. I owe you a heterosexual hug the next time I see you.
Hey, great. Yeah, if we can get together, I'd love it. And by the way, your counterpart there, I have 10 horses. So we'll see if we can put an end to this car versus horse issue.
Yeah, you're right.
We'll try. Hey, I'm on your side, my brother.
God bless, Gene. Thank you. Thank you for your hard work. And thank you for take care.
You too. Bye now.
Bye-bye. That's our great friend Gene in CUNA. Speaking of the CUNA folks, we're going to have them in tomorrow talking about that big levy going on. It's an interesting, and if you caught the replay at 5 o'clock this morning, it's an interesting conversation where you have people that said, look, we defeated the levy once, and then, what, 6 weeks later, they're bringing it back. Scary things and all. But, you know, I think one of the terms here at 580KIDO, and we're blessed to be here, and for as long as we are here, you know, once the computers go, who knows what's next. But the way the president has really transformed America, do you think that 2 years ago, 5 years ago, that you would have ESPN? And again, I'm just going to say it. Look, if you're down with them, then you're down with that lifestyle. You can't have it both ways. You know, if you approve of two guys kissing and showing that to children, then so be it. That's your thing. I don't approve of it. I don't think that it should have been on television. I don't think it's appropriate. But as we've been saying since Will and Grace, as we've been saying since Friends, as we've been saying since The Amazing Race had to have gay people on and such and promote the lifestyle, because that's what the networks have done, you've seen a radical change in the views of the young Americans. 20-year-olds, oh, it's no big deal. Well, okay, that's your country. Then how do you justify that with religion? And that's the last hope that we have when we're talking about religion. I don't think that it's appropriate that we show this. Personally, I don't think at 580-5436 that this young man who is marginal at best, this Michael Sam, is a great moment for civil rights in America today. But you have people with their lack of critical thinking skills that are going to say this is the best thing ever. And if you disagree with it, you're anti-gay. We're not anti-gay. We're pro-America. And I think that in America today, a country that was founded on dissent, a country that was founded on politically incorrect speech, you should have the right, you should have the freedom, you should have the ability to do and say whatever you want. And especially when it comes to faith, when it comes to your religion, when it comes to how you are, you should be able to say, I don't think that's appropriate to see two young men exchanging kisses. I didn't think it was appropriate when Steve Carell did it on The Office, because, again, it sends a message. And, of course, if you say this, if I say this, heck, even going to the Bundy Ranch, I'm a bad person. There was a school, and I won't say where it was, and Dave Burnett brought this up to me, that one of the schools that we went to, and it wasn't the Boise schools, but that actually got a couple of dings because we went there to promote education. And you have the liberalist, slanderous left calling me anti-gay and a bigot. And this is, you know, it's funny because a lot of people say, well, Kevin, you don't talk about yourself a lot. And some people say, Kevin, you talk about yourself too much. And my wife, Dorothy, doesn't understand this as well. But having done this for most of my adult life, actually for all of my adult life, I understand the bad side of being on the radio. You can't sit there and have an opinion. And I'm not talking about the decadent, deplorable FM jabroni slappies that go, hey, how about The Voice last night, Cactus? You can't have an opinion about issues that matter and not expect people to not like you. Like the people that used to work for Walt Minnick, they still hate me. You have other people that are mad that we don't turn this show into what's next in the conservative news service. You know, Billy's going to be speaking in Poughkeepsie. We should be doing that. That's not entertaining. That's not informative. That's promoting an agenda. Our agenda is to give you something each and every day. And if I do that by speaking my mind or speaking your mind, then we've succeeded. But you have people that attack people and their families. And that's why I really don't talk about my family that much or my personal life that much, because I don't want my family exposed to those things. I really don't, because, look, I see what's happening here. The Bundy situation, we were ripped, and then people started pressuring, not the Boise schools. This is another school that we went to, by putting something slanderous against me on the internet. Heck, we had the leader of the Add the Words campaign here going back and forth. But that's the agenda. And you hear it in the sports talk media where everybody's a young liberal punk and they're progressive. And the bigotry on sports talk radio, if you are a 40-year-old white guy, and these are 20-year-old white guys ripping these folks, it breaks my heart. And we buy into the politics of divisiveness. You know, you want to solve the issue, make it a states' rights issue. Oh, that's right, we have, but now the federal government are overturning constitutional amendments passed by the people. So I guess it's really not a states' rights issue. Thank you, U.S. Supreme Court, for punting on this. They're radically transforming America, and Mr. Sam getting a kiss is radically transforming America. What's the harm in it? Well, again, you're redefining marriage, and we see with the rise of polygamy now, in Utah and Nevada, we see, what was it? And I put this on the Kevin Miller hot list. A guy wants to marry his Mac computer. Hey, is that HG? All right. Wish you were here at 4:30. I miss the old days. Howard Green decided to stop in just to bring us a cup of coffee. Thank you, Howard. Thanks for the donuts as well. However, we see this going on. A guy wants to marry his Mac computer because it has a bunch of porn on it. And you're thinking, Kevin Miller, this is a family value show. I'm just telling you what we're up against. Anyway, 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Your thoughts on The Kiss, and everybody else is going to go, hey, that was a great song by NSYNC, everybody. What do you think of that? And then, of course, they're not going to have the principle. They're not going to have the stand. They're not going to have the courage to say,
ain't no plans with a man. This is the 80s, and I'm down with the ladies.
Let's get you to traffic now. 38 degrees in Boise.
Kiev says the vote is illegal and says that if regions do secede, it would be a catastrophe.
If the owners feel I deserve another chance, then they'll give it to me.
Working on hotspots, trying to protect structures if possible. We still have quite a few things on fire.
Just another manic Monday.
Getting more done before sunrise than anyone. Kevin Miller in the Morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
I don't have to run there. It's just another manic Monday.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller here with you. Thank you all for joining us. Phone number is 580-5436. 580-KIDO, and Donald Sterling says he's sorry in an interview that will air tonight with Anderson Cooper. Wow, isn't that exciting? Anderson gets the big skinny, the big exclusive with Donald Sterling. And if you haven't heard, do we have this clip here, Sweet William? Let's take a listen.
If the owners feel I deserve another chance, then they'll give it to me.
Well, Donald, what happens if the owners deserve, you think they deserve, you get the boot?
The people that are going to decide my fate, I think, are not the media and not the players union, but the NBA.
Wow, now you're going to hear people saying, well, it's the old boys club. Have we ever seen a moment in political history, in press history, where someone has said something inappropriate, offensive, unacceptable in America today because you're not allowed to have racially intolerant thoughts anymore? It's called the thought police. In a private conversation, that should lose their business?
I'm a good member who made a mistake, and I'm apologizing, and I'm asking for forgiveness. Am I entitled to one mistake? Am I, after 35 years? I mean, I love my league. I love my partners. Am I entitled to one mistake? It's a terrible mistake, and I'll never do it again.
Oh, that's right. You'll never do it again because bottom line is you'll probably not get the opportunity to do it again. It just shows you how crazy the world it is that we live in. And I'm listening to Donald Sterling again. People will be talking about Sterling again and again and again.
You can't force someone to sell property in America.
See, that's my point. My point exactly.
You can't force someone to sell property in America.
At 580-5436, 580-KIDO, can you force someone to sell their property? Now, maybe your kids, maybe you kind of cheat a little on us here at 580-KIDO. I hope you don't. But many kids listen to the sports shows. And you have Sporty and Porty and Bordy and all the other intellectual giants of the sports media. If they were in media that matters, they'd be in the news talk arena. And that's really, you know, there is no, successful entity like you have with Glenn or Sean or Dave or the big guy that used to be here that left us. In sports media, you have a brand and they promote an agenda. They promote Michael Sam kissing. Now they're promoting Donald Sterling getting the boot. But logically, going back to civics class, my friends, you just can't give somebody the boot because they said something in a private conversation, can you?
You think I have anything in the world but love for everybody? You don't think that. You know I'm not a racist.
And yet he's been called every name in the book. And this reminds me of the old days when, do you remember when Dog the Bounty Hunter said the N-word? Do you remember when Jennifer Lopez said the N-word and it was horrible, it was horrific? There was one man the networks used to call to defend, when Larry Craig had his situation, there was one man the networks used to call to defend the indefensible, and that was me. And I would come in, and if I were on these big shows, I'd be going, look, this is America. Larry Flint sued, but that's okay to make fun of Jerry Falwell. It's okay to make fun of Christians. It's okay to make fun of faith, family, and freedom. Was Sterling a bonehead? Yes. Anybody in their 80s dating somebody in their 30s? You're a bonehead. You're a nitwit. If you had a brain, you'd be dangerous. I don't understand that and still be married. I guess Mrs. Sterling's doing very well. They've been married for 50 years, but they're estranged. And in America, we don't want to judge anybody, but what is she thinking in her right mind as he parades the floozy around? And then the floozy, the trollop, gets him. Well, remember the old saying when you save a scorpion and they sting you and you say to the scorpion, why do you do that? Well, because I'm a scorpion. That's what I do. But Donald Sterling should be, do NFL, do NBA players have a right to say, I'm not going to play for him? You're right. You want to turn down millions of dollars on principle? I think people would admire them for that. I don't think that you can have it both ways. If Doc Thompson or Doc Rivers resigned, then do that. You lose your millions of dollars. I think it would be refreshing today that if Blake Griffin, Chris Paul, and all these players that are so outraged actually spoke with their pocketbook. Tea Party Bob and I have this discussion all the time about talk show hosts that, people are in it for the money. Well, yeah, it's your livelihood. And you don't want to be on the do not sponsor list. But if they want to make that issue a reality, then don't play for the guy. Don't play for the Clippers. But to take his business? How would you feel if somebody took your business or your company away because somebody said a dumb thing to somebody that should be their great-granddaughter? You know, Patriot Ray and I were talking about this on Saturday here at 580 KIDO. It's a dumb move. But you hear Sterling. He says he's sorry. The sports media isn't going to buy it. But it comes down to this. As you said, can you really take away somebody's property? Now, that's one thing. It's valued at, what, $1 billion? That's one thing. If Mr. Sterling had gone out on Oprah or Ellen and said it. But to say it in a private conversation.
You think I'm a racist? You think I have anything in the world but love for everybody? You don't think that. You know I'm not a racist.
Well, we'll see how it plays out. Does saying you're sorry, does that make it good for you? 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Let's get you to news, weather, traffic. We've got it all for you right here at 580-KIDO.
News.
If the owners feel I deserve another chance, then they'll give it to me.
Anybody that walks around oozing of victimology is going to be victimized.
Has he done everything he can do to help minorities? I don't think so.
If you want this kind of stuff, then vote for them, because that's what they're going to give you.
This is wrong for America!
The Bible says that if the foundation's being destroyed, what can the righteous do?
I want to know what you're thinking.
Giving Idaho a reason to get out of bed. Kevin Miller in the Morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Tell me what's on your mind.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO. It is election season. And of course, last night was the big debate between Mike Simpson and Brian Smith. Brian Smith will be joining us here in the 8 o'clock hour, taking your phone calls at 580-5436. Kevin at KIDOAM.com. We'll have much more on that coming up in a few minutes. However, I would like your thoughts on who's going to win the election. You're thinking, well, Kevin, that's a very simple, open-ended question. Well, we're a very simple, open-ended show here. We really are. And let me just say this. There are six challengers, I think, to the six constitutional offices in the state of Idaho. Number one, does this really change the government that we have six contenders? People say that the primary season, it's going to be the lowest turnout yet. But, and people ask me, what am I thinking? I don't know. I'm kind of like that ship in black sails just kind of drifting away here. And yes, the commercials are picking up. Yes, the campaigning is now picking up. The primary week from tomorrow, but what are you hearing on the streets? You take a listen to some of these ads, and they sound pretty good. And here's the other thing. This has been building since the health exchange has been passed. You can't really say that people didn't step up. Sure, we can say that the representatives that voted for the health exchange, quite frankly, I think it's sad that they didn't get challenged, a lot of them. They should have been primaried. You take a look at other people like Senator Pierce, he's getting primaried. Apparently a lot of money going into that race. But you take a look at the gang of 13 or 14, I wonder how many of them actually have been challenged for their health exchange vote. I think that's important to know. And building upon that, at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com, how about this activity involving the governor, the lieutenant governor, the attorney general, the secretary of state, the superintendent of public education? If you had to pick right now a Congressman Simpson's race, Brian Smith's race, who has the best chance of unseating an incumbent? Brad Little's race, Jim Schmelich's race. Who has the best chance? And one thing I have to give to these gentlemen, both the incumbents and the challengers, is they stepped up. They stepped up. I wish that we would have had more people challenging the, again, state reps that voted for the health exchange. Then I think it really would have sent a message. But at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com, who's going down? Who's going to win? I'd like to know your thoughts on it. If the election were held today, which way would you go? Which way would you go as far as your vote? I think it's okay that we have kind of an informal poll. Last night, the debates, a big debate coming up this week. If you missed it, let's take a look at what happened last night from Channel 7.
Myself, a true conservative, and spent an hour-long debate trying to uncover Congressman Mike Simpson's so-called liberal views. While Simpson says he spent his years in Congress helping Idaho's interests and giving relief to taxes. The candidates first started, of course, with the issue of taxes. Smith vows if elected, he would bring pressure to Washington to cut spending and not raise taxes. Simpson says taxes are lower than they've ever been since he's taken office, and he said he would continue to place reform on entitlement programs in order to get the budget back in check. The candidates were also asked about immigration, and while they both agree the border needs to be more secure, Smith took tonight to lash out at Simpson for his vote on what he calls amnesty. Simpson replied to Smith's accusations by saying it was a lie.
You've got to have a guest worker program that actually works for agriculture and for manufacturing in this country where they work.
We need to continue in that tradition and send someone back to Washington who is not afraid to stand up for conservative, traditional Republican principles in Washington.
Well, Smith also attacked Simpson's decision to vote yes to the $700 billion bailout and cash for clunkers. But Simpson defended that by saying his attack ads don't give the whole story and that he voted yes because it was a good government move and good for the American economy. Well, the candidates were also asked about giving Idaho control over federal lands as well as the future of the Idaho.
And there we have it. Cut off there because we have jumped to another story. So there we have it from Channel 7 with a nice summary of the debate. Now, it's interesting that immigration was brought up. And that's not really a contentious issue here. Sure, you had former Senator Jorgensen, you remember Jorgie, talking about E-Verify and trying to make that mandatory for all employers in Idaho. But because we live in a great place here at 580KIDO, we kind of just gloss over the big issues. Last night, you had a situation where immigration was brought up. And you have the Republicans taking a look at making a deal with on the illegals. Let's take a listen.
Of Homeland Security is conducting a broader, separate review of immigration policies. And DHS Secretary Jay Johnson is reportedly considering administrative steps that could further curtail deportations.
There we have it, Seth McLaughlin of the Washington Times. Now, lo and behold, here is our own Congressman Labrador on the headline of today's Washington Times, and we probably should make a run at William Gein or Mark Kerkorian or somebody from FAIR, right, to talk about this in the coming days. Republican Representative Raul Labrador on Thursday offered a potential immigration deal to the White House, saying the GOP would agree to loosen penalties on illegal immigrants if President Obama would agree to increase visas for foreigners who work in high-tech fields. Now, remember when we had Mark Kerkorian on for the Center for Immigration Studies, he said that, again, when these workers come over for the high-tech things, they don't have the same rights. They're essentially indentured workers. It's great for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, but it's not good for the American workers. I'd like to know how in the world would the Republican Party like to legalize folks that are here illegally, although good folks, let's face it, they broke the law, and let them flood into the market legally where we can't even employ our own countrymen. Where we can't even employ our own countrymen. And this is a big moment for Mr. Labrador, because if he pulls this off, he's a kingmaker. However, if you legalize the illegals, Texas, Colorado, Arizona, all come into play. Texas becomes purple. Colorado continues to be blue. Arizona is lost because the folks there, despite on what the U.S. Chamber of Commerce says, they vote for big government programs. They benefit from big government programs. So here we have our own Congressman Labrador working with the deal here. This is from the Washington Times. You're not going to read this in the Statesman. You're going to hear it here at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Mr. Labrador suggests dropping the penalty period that bars illegal immigrants from reapplying to enter the U.S. legally after being deported, a period that now lasts for between 3 and 10 years, depending on how long they first remain in the country illegally. Quote, I think most Republicans agree that the 3 and 10 year bars have to go away because right now the people that are here illegally, they have to go home to become legal. But then they have to remain home for 10 years. The Idaho Republican said, we remove those bars from them. You could fix the status of about 25% of the people that are here illegally right now if they return to their home country and then come back here legally. Why in the world are we going to reward people that are going to take jobs from people in this country that don't have them? Why are we going to sit there and talk about the high tech? Remember what Mark Corkian said. He said, we have more than enough people in this country that are high tech folks. We don't need to employ people from other countries. And here you have it. I will put it on my Facebook page in a minute, this article with Congressman Labrador. And again, Congressman Labrador, he's an immigration attorney. He has always said that he wants to solve this problem. So he's the point man here. We'll see how you like that. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We go to Igor in Nampa. Igor, good morning. You're on 580-KIDO with Kevin Miller. Hello, Igor.
Morning, Kevin. Just a few comments. In your previous clip, you had a statement about the challenger to Mr. Simpson, quote, going to Washington to help reduce taxes. I, like so many people out here, like yourself, hardworking Americans, are sick and tired and fed up with general statements. I would challenge you, and I would challenge all your listeners, that every time any politician opens their mouth and says, I'm going to do such and such, to stop, trigger your mind, and say, how exactly, specifically, are you going to do that? They have become masters at the English language in vague generalities. And we're sick of it. We're sick of it. So who's going to win? Who's in? Who's out? I'll tell you who's in. The man or woman who stands up and says, this is exactly, specifically, how I'm going to get the job done. Because I don't know about you, Kevin, but I can take a pretty good guess. You don't show up in the morning and say, nah, I'm going to talk on the radio today. You plan it, and you specifically, exactly, precisely plan out your day. And again, we're sick and tired out here of the general statements by just the same old politicians. So thank you for allowing me to make those comments.
I appreciate it. Have a great day, Igor. All right, 580-5436, 650. Let's get you to work.
Safe on Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
You can hear the music. 656 coming up. Dave Petzl will join us. Good to have to talk to Dave. Sorry, just coughing here today. One of our top stories, again, if you get a chance to go to the Kevin Miller Facebook, we'll have it on the KIDO Facebook, we'll have it on the hot list. The GOP looking to loosen the controls on the illegals, and a big feature there in the Washington Times today of our own Congressman Labrador. He's on the lead right now, offering a potential immigration deal. Now, why in the world would the Republicans want to do this when we've said it's going to turn Texas, it's going to turn the western states purple or up for grabs? You can forget about electing a president, perhaps even electing any type of higher office anymore. It'll be the end of the Republican Party. Because, and people say, well, the Republican parties have to outreach. I totally get that. But if you have people that are going to vote for big government that have benefited from social programs, why would you elect someone that's going to cut your needs, to cut everything else? It doesn't make any sense, dear true believer. So that's one issue. And then you have the false idea that we need people from other countries at the expense of American workers. Think about this, and we'll talk about this with Dave Petzo. And I hope Dave Petzo is listening right now, because we're going to focus in on this, on employment. And how in the world can you justify bringing in an additional 10 to 15 million low-end, low-skilled workers in this country when we can't even employ, and gosh, I hate to be negative on a Monday, but let's get fired up, let's wake up, when we can't even employ our fellow Americans that would love to work, that would love to pay taxes, that would love to contribute to our great nation, right? 580-5436, 580-KIDO, 39 in Boise. Let's get you to work safely and on time. 6:59, Kevin Miller in the morning. Don't forget, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll talk to congressional candidate Brian Smith, fresh off his debate last night with Mike Simpson. And let's face it, if this amnesty deal is coming forward, you just heard the new Brian Smith ad, could this help him? Speaking of helping, coming up, we'll be at Greenleaf Academy. That will be Thursday, promoting our school, securing our future. Looking forward to, well, talking to the folks there and getting back on the education bandwagon. Speaking of education, Tuesday, we will be with the CUNA folks. They'll be in studio talking about their new levy. Stay here, stay informed. 580 KIDO. Good morning. Serving Emmett, Idaho.